At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Let me talk to you a little bit about American Giant. American quality. Those words still mean something to me. I think they mean something to you as well. It's one of the reasons why American Giant is one of my favorite companies. They're a company that just doesn't think about what they can do. They think about what they should do, and then they do it. When you buy American Giant clothing, you're investing in American manufacturing, American workers, American towns. You're investing in the process that can help save our country. We have got to save our jobs in these local towns. We've got to rebuild our local communities. American Giant is doing their part. You can get cheaper clothing, but you're never going to get that same American quality. And you're not going to be helping out building, rebuilding our country like you will with a great pair of pants or shirts or jackets or hoodies from American-Giant.com/Glenn. American-Giant.com/Glenn. Save 20% now. Welcome to the program. It's Friday. Let's say you need your car to do something really important. Paint the picture for you. Let's say 1993 white Ford Bronco. Now that thing is way out of warranty, but you're going to need it later, you know, because you got to drive down the highway for a while. How embarrassing would it be if all of a sudden you got a breakdown right there in front of a bunch of, people with cameras and police behind you, let's just say. I bet you're going to seriously regret not getting CarShield. Maybe one or two other things as well. But for almost two decades, CarShield has been helping millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to the electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, rental options. Get peace of mind now. Call 800-227-6100. I don't know if CarShield could have given you, if you were the driver of that Bronco or, you know, cowering in the back, crying, I don't know if it would have given you peace of mind, but it's worth a shot. 800-227-6100. 800-227-6100. CarShield.com/Beck. All right. Batten down the hatches. That is my theme today, batten down the hatches. I have told you in the past what I think is coming, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But things will change very rapidly if I am right. When this, and I don't know what the final domino will be that will have to fall, that will just start it all collapsing on us. But there's a domino on the horizon, and it is a... it's growing closer and closer. The U.S. today is approaching the Minsky moment of issuing $1 trillion of debt every 100 days. Now, why is this such a bad moment? Well, because as we do that, the interest on the U.S. debt, now at $1.1 trillion, is about to surpass Social Security spending and become the single largest government outlay before the end of the year. This is something I remember. In fact, I have a speech in our library here, handwritten by Gerald Ford, 1975, maybe, where he's talking about this is out of control spending back then, and we will not be able to pay for that at some point. We've got to stop. Ever since then, we have just accelerated. We're talking $1.6 trillion in interest alone. Now, you know what it's like when if you have an adjustable mortgage. If you have an adjustable mortgage right now, you're pretty screwed. If you don't have an adjustable mortgage, you're not worrying about it. But the United States government has an adjustable mortgage. And so we are headed towards a place where you're just not able to keep up with it. So last night, something happened. Something happened that is quite bizarre. In the finance world, they say there are decades where nothing really happens. And then there are times where in a few weeks, decades happen. I think we're entering that time. You're going to see very bold movement on a lot of things. My grandfather taught me, he lived through the Great Depression. If we only would have known what the Rockefellers knew, things would have been a little better for us. But we didn't. The Rockefellers did. The Rockefellers moved their money, did the things that they had to do prior to all of this thing, all of these things happening. Last night, gold surged higher to an all-time high. Then it spiked another $15 in a matter of seconds. And now, just in a matter of hours, if not minutes, the spot price of gold is up to $2,400. Now, this is where it was this morning, 2 hours ago. I'm looking at the gold price now. It is up another $15 currently. The June contract just hit a new all-time high. People saying that they are betting that gold is going to be about $2,406.09 by June. As of right now, it is already $2,415 per ounce. This is the biggest move that gold has made since the 1970s. We have been waiting and waiting and waiting to see what is going on. Bitcoin already took off. Bitcoin's been going for a while. They do everything they can to suppress the price of gold. The government knows, all the governments know, that this is an issue. When people start to see gold go up, people at least that are my age, realize what that is really all about. Especially since the government suppresses the price of gold. So what does all of this mean? This means buckle up. Buckle up. People who, and it's mainly the central banks. Central banks are buying up gold like it's nobody's business. You know which central bank is not buying up gold? Us. China loading up on gold. Russia loading up on gold. What is the United States doing? Nothing. Nothing but spending. So there's a couple of things that are coming our way. Either another QE, another quantitative easing, where they're just going to come in and do what they did in 08 and do what they did over and over and over again, which is only going to make things worse. Or what? Or what? Fix it? Gold is smelling something, and we are headed for real trouble. Now, as you look at this, and you know that our financial house is way out of order, We're going to talk about the economy in a couple of hours on today's podcast. Today is a don't miss podcast because it all revolves around a couple of themes. And the major theme is what's coming next. Batten down the hatches. What is coming in the next few months between now and Christmas that you need to be aware of? Well, the FBI chief is now warned of a coordinated attack. Christopher Wray was testifying, saying that the FBI is growing increasingly concerned about a potential attack in the U.S. similar to last month's Russia concert hall shooting. Now, let me ask you, when somebody goes into a concert hall, a group of people go into a concert hall, and they start shooting Americans, just slaughtering them. When they go into a mall and they just start slaughtering people, they go into a school and they start slaughtering people, and this is all happening in a week or two. What do you think the American people are going to do? Do you think we're going to sit on our hands? What do you think the government will do? Well, they'll be looking for mis- and disinformation, that's for sure. They'll be looking for anybody who is talking about, you know, real trouble with the economy, because we're really fragile right now. Anybody starting to talk down the economy, starting to say things like, we can't afford what we're doing, and this is going to disrupt the economy in a global way. Of course, they'll have to say that that is nonsense and dangerous to say, et cetera, et cetera. And then they'll start looking for the bad guys. But what do you do in a country where the bad guys are known and nobody's doing anything about it? Let me tell you, this story came out. An illegal alien from Afghanistan who's a member of the Islamic terrorist group is roaming the streets now in America. We had him, but ICE decided not to tell the judge anything about his terrorist activities. And so he's loose on the streets of America. We don't know where he is. Listen to this from NBC.
Tonight, an alarming development in the border crisis. Among the record number of migrants crossing the southern border was a member of an Afghan terror organization who was released into the U.S. by border agents, according to U.S. officials. 48-year-old Mohammed Harwin illegally crossed into California in March of last year. His name is on a U.S. terror watch list, identifying him as a member of HIG, a terror group that's killed Americans in Afghanistan. Border agents suspected he was on the watch list at the time of his apprehension, but lacked corroborating information, according to U.S. officials. CBP released him without contacting the FBI or Immigration and Customs Enforcement, those officials told us. Harwin was allowed to apply for work authorization and board planes in the U.S., according to those officials. After almost a year, ICE arrested him here in San Antonio. But when he went to court, U.S. officials tell us, ICE officials withheld classified information about his terrorism ties. A judge ordered him released on $12,000 bond, which he posted and was freed last month. Harwin's case appears to be just one of at least three incidents in the past 2 years involving suspected terrorists being released by Customs and Border Protection, according to the DHS Inspector General and Congress.
So we had him. Now, if you were watching this on the Blaze TV, you would notice that there was a shadow picture of him. How do we not have a picture of him? Why are we not showing the picture of this guy? Why? So we can protect his identity, his privacy. So you have this going on where we know terrorists have come across the border. Who do you think is going to get the blame for a terrorist attack? It will not be those people who kept the border open. They will see to that. They will immediately clamp down. Meanwhile, we have a whole area that used to be one of the greatest areas in America for industrial production. We now have, it's Jihad City, as the Wall Street Journal calls it. Here's Rashida Tlaib, who represents that community where they had a death to America chant and talking about and extolling the words of the Ayatollah of Iran, who is promising to hit America. Here was, if you remember, last weekend, death to America, death to Israel, death to America. America is the real problem. So the congresswoman that is answers to those people, here's what she said when approached. Can you just explain, you know, can you condemn death to America?
Congresswoman Tlaib.
Fox News. I don't talk to Fox News.
At a rally in your district, people were chanting death to America. Do you condemn?
Talk to Fox News.
Okay. Do you condemn chance of death to America?
No, she doesn't talk to Fox News.
I don't talk to people that use racist tropes.
Okay. Stop. So racism is worse than death to America. She's using that as an excuse to not answer the question. Okay. All right. Now, Biden said yesterday, I used to teach the Second Amendment in law school. From the very beginning, there were limitations. Okay. So wait, what are we doing here? Biden is saying he is going to go after people's guns. He is going to take executive action on people's guns. If there's a terrorist attack, if somebody goes in and just shoots up a mall, what do you think this president will do? Of course he's going to take your guns. We are in a situation where the streets are more dangerous than any time I remember in my lifetime. The government is out of control in a way I've never seen, nor would I ever have predicted 30 years ago. Couldn't happen in America. Well, it's happening. And what is the government doing? The government is taxing you to death through the hidden tax of inflation. They're making it damn near impossible for you to have your own business or start your own business or even keep your own business. They are importing jobs left, or not jobs, workers, low-paying workers who are working in slave conditions. Why? Because they can't call anybody if they're being abused. Who are they going to call? You think people are like, you know what? You should call a labor union. So they're working in slave conditions. There are foreigners are responsible for almost all of the job growth in America. So you have terror coming. You have out of control spending. You have the government taking our jobs and the government also wanting to take our guns. This has happened before. In fact, let me play a clip here. This is from a woman who is from China, moved to the United States. She's an immigrant, legal immigrant. She's talking gun control with David Hogg. Listen to what she said.
Hi, my name is Lily Tang Williams. Welcome to my live free or die state. Actually, I am a Chinese immigrant who survived communism. And under Mao, you know, 40 million people were starving to death after he sold the communism to them. And 20 million people died, murdered during his Cultural Revolution. So my question to you, David, is that can you guarantee me a gun owner tonight? Our government in the U.S., in D.C., will never, never become a tyrannical government. Can you guarantee that to me?
There's no way I can ever guarantee that any government will not be tyrannical.
Well, then the debate on gun control is over because I will never give up my guns. Never, never. And you should go to China to see how gun control works for dictatorship of CCP.
Trouble is coming. You don't need to fear. It's not a surprise to God. He has things under control. We have to remain under control. But for the love of God, please mentally prepare, spiritually prepare, and temporally prepare. Make sure your family can survive the things that come no matter what they are, that you can be a help to others. There is nothing more important right now, I don't care what it is, than getting yourself spiritually and temporally prepared for what is coming next. All right. I think we can all say that we can sleep a little more soundly now that OJ is dead. He is still dead, right? But maybe that's not enough for you. Maybe you still lie awake at night, looking up at the ceiling, thinking, yes, but what if he comes back? In that case, or any case where you're having trouble getting sleep, maybe it's time to reach for the bottle of Relief Factor Sleep. Just like the regular Relief Factor that you take for pain, Relief Factor Sleep is 100% drug-free. So you get the good sleep that you really need without feeling like you got hit by a truck the next morning. It's a blend of natural ingredients designed to promote healthy sleep by reducing anxiety and distress, improving mood, and providing and promoting relaxation. I know from experience it works. Unleash the power of great sleep by calling 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Call them now. Dream big. Sleep tight. ReliefFactor.com. 10 seconds. Station ID. You know, if you're looking at what to do, what to do, what to do, I don't have a lot of money. May I suggest silver? If you're looking to save some money that you might have, just buy silver. It looks like as we are getting closer to $3,000 an ounce by 2025, that's what experts are saying, silver will also have some demand. It could take silver to over $30 an ounce over the next 12 months. Silver is, I think, it's more volatile, but I think it is it's a great backup for anything that might happen. I want you also to read a couple of things. I want you to read Michael Schellenberger. He just wrote an incredible piece, Socialist Strategy Behind Brazilian President Lula's War on Free Speech. Not censorship, war on free speech remains the only weapon for defeating disinformation and hate speech. And it's by Michael Schellenberger. Now, Schellenberger in this says that, you know, he's interviewed Lula before and was kind of a fan of his. What's disturbing in this article, and I'll go into it here in a minute, is that this isn't about Brazil. This is happening everywhere in the Western world. And until we shed the scales from our eyes to see this is not Republican and Democrat, that this is the elites of all of the Western world against the regular person, you won't be able to avoid the collision. I'll explain coming up.
Glenn Beck.
The convenience of the modern American life sometimes complicates our efforts to maintain our values. For instance, not that long ago, if you wanted to have good cell phone coverage, you had to go with the big boys, companies like Verizon. You didn't have choice, even if you knew they were donating to leftist causes that were splitting us apart. Then Patriot Mobile came along. They share your values. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and their mission is to passionately defend our God-given constitutional rights and freedoms and to glorify God always. Well, they have built a great company that does glorify God, honestly. Well, the way they do it, they do honest business. They give you dependable nationwide coverage. You can access any of the three major networks that everybody's on, but they don't screw you at bill time. You don't have to worry also about part of your bill going to fund leftist causes. Their 100% based U.S. customer service team is going to make switching easy, whether you're keeping your number, your phone, or upgrading one or both. Go to PatriotMobile.com/back or call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT, PatriotMobile.com/back. Call them now. Also, you don't want to forget that our Blaze original, bought and paid for, premiered this week, available now only at BlazeTV.com. Welcome to the Glenn Beck program. I don't know of a more honest journalist right now than Michael Schellenberger. I mean, we're starting to see them. I was watching Barry Weiss last night. I was at the Majestic Theater here in Dallas, and they had a debate, a civil debate on closing the U.S. border. And personally, I thought it was missing the point. You know, they were talking about should we have zero immigration or some immigration, and that's not what people are upset about right now. They are upset about an out of control border. They're concerned about people coming over here and this red herring of, well, but we really need, you know, comprehensive immigration reform. Yes, after we shut off the water. After we shut off the water and the bathtub is no longer dripping through our dining room, then we can talk about that. But she's another honest journalist, somebody else who probably is, you know, I mean, she's probably not thrilled that I'm talking, you know, saying great things about her. I'm sure we don't agree on a lot of stuff. But reasonable people, this is the thing that's so frustrating for me. We just don't have reason anymore. Reason is what built this nation. And not using reason is what gave us every dark period in our country. I can't say that. You know, that explains slavery, okay? Not using reason. But what caused the dark period was the misuse of reason. Darwin is the one who gave us he codified racism. He codified it. Oh, well, he didn't really. Shut up. Shut up. It doesn't. Science took Darwinism and said, see, we all evolve. But part of what Darwin was saying is there are subspecies, groups of people that haven't evolved yet enough. Well, that just let racists go, wow, follow the science. Look, even scientists are saying it. And then that led to eugenics. Let's get rid of the inferior people, which led to the Holocaust, which is leading to another Holocaust today. It's coming. It's coming. Unless we remember. Boy, every day it becomes more and more clear to me what Paulina told me, one of the righteous among the nations, somebody who is at 16 years old saving Jews in Poland. She told me in Auschwitz, you know, that we didn't suddenly become righteous. We just didn't go over the cliff with the rest of humanity. What she's saying is it doesn't take anything. It doesn't take anything to be a hero. All it takes is remembering what's right and what's wrong. And when there is fear, you forget because you stop reasoning. And that's why if you're not prepared now for what is coming, you will live in fear. I'm trying to do the opposite of what everybody, you know, used to accuse me of. You're just fear-mongering. I'm not fear-mongering. I am telling you the logical conclusion of where we end up by using reason. And I'm telling you this in advance so you can stop it or you can prepare for it if enough people don't wake up. That way you won't be afraid because you'll be prepared. And there is something happening, and Schellenberger is pointing this out. in his socialist strategy behind Brazilian President Lula's war on free speech. And it is a must read, a must read. It's in my show prep today. You can find it if you follow me on X. I retweeted it yesterday. It is talking about what's happening in Brazil, but he then explains all of it in a very honest sort of way, and then says, by the way, this is happening in all of the Western countries. What are they doing? To save democracy, we're not a democracy. To save democracy, we have to violate democracy. To save freedom, we have to violate freedom. No! This is, you know, last night I about blew a gasket. I was going to bed and just reading the news, and I saw what Mike Johnson said. His new stance on the Patriot Act and FISA. Listen to this. Cut three.
When I was a member of the judiciary, I saw all the abuses of the FBI, the terrible abuses over and over and over, the hundreds of thousands of abuses.
Yeah.
And then when I became speaker, I went to the SCIF and got the confidential briefing from sort of the other perspective on that to understand the necessity of Section 702 of FISA and how important it is for national security. And it gave me a different perspective. So I encourage all the members to go to the classified briefing and hear all that and see it so they can evaluate the situation for themselves. And I think some opinions have changed both ways, but that's part of the process. You got to be fully informed.
Got to be fully informed. Got to be fully informed. Not you, the American public, but they have to be fully informed on everything. What he's saying is, yeah, I know. I know the abuses of the FBI. I know the violations of the Fourth Amendment. I understand that we've trashed the Fourth Amendment, and we're about to trash the Second Amendment, and we're trashing the First Amendment. I know that, but we have to do what we... No, you don't. No, you don't. That is the whole point. The whole point of the Bill of Rights is you don't do it ever. No matter what happens, you never, ever do it, or you become an oppressor, a dictatorial country. You become the authoritarian. You become everything that we despise. And quite honestly, you know, I was not in a good mood. I'm still not in a good mood, but I was not in a good mood last night when I got home. And I don't know. I haven't even seen it yet today. Maybe I said too much. Maybe I didn't say enough. I don't know. But this is what I wrote last night on X. Respectfully, Mr. Speaker, that is exactly what men who are afraid to be held responsible for attacks say. I saw this, and so I think we should violate America's rights. The American said we should violate that because you never know. You never know. Scary things could happen. Yeah, scary things are going to happen. America, as I wrote last night, is going to be attacked. The inaction on our border makes that a matter of when, not if. And there will be those responsible, primarily the terrorists, but also those who refuse to stop the insanity on the border, as well as the DHS and FBI, who've been looking for the real MAGA terrorists, just like O.J. Simpson was searching for the real killer on all America's golf courses. Then, frankly, the other ones left for that are responsible is us for voting in non-constitutional liars, cheats, thieves, whores, and cowards. Now, I'm not accusing the speaker of being any of those things. Only God can and will condemn. But I ask the speaker to consider this. There are many kinds of threats to our republic. We have, over and over again, dealt with real outside threats. We always have, and we always come together and we win. But those threats from within, even those who are well-intentioned, but those threats within that in the name of security will violate every principle and amendment for either their gain or for heartfelt reasons that, gee, we just have to do something, or just because they don't want to be blamed for something. You people in Washington need to remember, you work for the people, not the intel community whom you are currently burning, who are currently now burning all of the rights of all Americans. Your job that we sent you to do was to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. If we don't have the rights of the Constitution, if we don't have the guaranteed protected rights, then we don't really have a country. We're just another place like every other place. And I know that voices will be silenced because it will be an emergency. And they will have to silence these voices. But what a surprise that the FBI, CIA, intel community is coming out right now and saying there's going to be a terrorist attack. Of course there's going to be a terrorist attack. You let all these people in. Of course there's going to be one. But they're ramping everything up right now as they're beating the drums to war. Oh, Iran, Iran, Iran. Let's give them money. Now let's piss them off. Now let's give them money. Now let's piss them off. Of course there's going to be attack. But now we've got to have FISA. We have got to be able to destroy the Fourth Amendment. We have to destroy the Fourth Amendment and spy on everybody without any warrants. Well, because we're trying to keep you safe. You're not keeping me safe. I am just as concerned about Putin as I am about you in the federal government. I don't know who's the bigger threat right now to my personal freedoms. I think it's you in Washington. Back in a minute.
You're listening to the Swinging Sounds of Glenn Beck. Sit tight, boys and girls. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's been 6 months since the brutal attack by Hamas on our brothers and sisters in Israel. And since then, the attacks on Israel have only increased, especially in the north. This is where the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews comes in. They are on the ground right now addressing all the needs as they come in. Your life-saving donation today can help provide a bomb shelter in an area in Israel that needs it the most. When the siren goes off, people have 15 seconds or less to get to safety. 20 people can fit inside each mobile bomb shelter, and their construction to withstand the rocket attacks. The IFCJ has helped renovate and install nearly 3,000 bomb shelters. The cost of one bomb shelter is $15,000. Could you give $50? If 300 listeners give just $50, we'll have a new bomb shelter installed. If you're able to increase your generosity and give $500 or more, your name will be included on a special plaque placed on the bomb shelter. To help, visit supportifcj.org. That's one word. supportifcj.org.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome to the Glenn Beck program. I don't think my mood's going to improve much. We have Mike Pompeo coming on in just a second, former U.S. Secretary of State, former CIA director. And he's going to make the case to renew the reformed version of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And he's written an op-ed on it. Congress cannot let FISA Section 702 expire. Our country's safety is at stake. And, you know, he starts with, Without corroboration, the FBI used the Steele dossier, which was paid for by Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, as the basis to launch its Crossfire Hurricane investigation into allegations of collusion between Donald Trump and Russia. Just think of that paragraph. Without any corroboration, the FBI used the Steele dossier, which they knew was paid for by Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, as the basis to launch its investigation into allegations of collusion between Donald Trump and Russia. Boy, that sounds bad, doesn't it? Who went to jail? Who got fired? Who was made an example of? Answer, no one. As the world would eventually learn, the FBI built a false narrative to justify their illegal actions by withholding key information from the judges who approved and renewed the Bureau's application to monitor Donald Trump. Again, paragraph number two, who paid the price? Who was fired? Who went to jail? Answer, no one. We now know definitively, as many suspected at the time, that there were no credible ties between the Trump campaign and the Kremlin. This week, Congress has had the chance to pass the single largest overhaul to the FBI in nearly 20 years. What he's saying is, and he makes a good point, well, this time it will be different, because this critical national security tool has allowed the United States to counter our adversaries like China and Russia and thwarted numerous attacks from ISIS and Al-Qaeda. I mean, after all, we have this now, and we're not seeing anybody from China coming in droves. We haven't seen a bunch of spies. Oh, wait a minute. Catherine Herridge from CBS, she ratted out a spy. But for some reason, the intel and the Department of Defense need to know who her source was. She found a spy from China in our midst, and she's been fired and is fighting for her ever-loving life against the United States because they have to know who her source was that outed this spy. Why? 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 Has anybody gone to jail over this? Is anybody going to go to jail over this? No, but they've got some, you know, really, they're going to stop future abuses or inappropriate actions because they're going to monitor these people now with the new things that they've got. Okay, so he's on next. And then Mike Lee is going to have a final word on the opposite side. All next hour.
The Glenn Beck Program.